Jamie, even in this report, there still seems to be a discrepancy in how long this attack took place. The government has one number on how many minutes the AC-130 was circling this hospital, but the Doctors Without Borders folks in the beginning had a different number.
Yeah, so they said it was about an hour and a half. And by the way, they were making desperate calls to the U.S. military headquarters saying, look, we're being attacked, you know, call off that plane. The Pentagon today admitted that those calls, as you might expect, went through some layers of bureaucracy before the message was passed to ground commanders. According to the Pentagon's investigation, once they determined that was happening, the information was relayed to the plane crew and they stopped shooting. But again, as you mentioned, there's a discrepancy about that. And Doctors Without Borders has put out their own investigation, their own account of what happened based on the eyewitness reports of the people on the ground. And really, it's just a horrific description of this very, very terrible tragedy that happened in the very early morning hours of the day.